Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively, FedEx.
Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, May 21st.
Nick, you know sometimes the chef enjoys the food more than the person actually eating it?
Those are my favorite kind of chefs, Jack.
It feels like that today because today's stories are fantastic.
Snackers, these aren't going to get served at any other spot on the street.
The first story of today, which is the best one yet.
It is a T-Boy. This is a T-Boy.
The latest megatrend in the Corona economy is brought to you by our buddy Exhibit.
Pimp yo crib.
We're talking pimp yo crib because Lowe's earnings report showed how people aren't just working from home.
They're nesting hardcore and with big money for the long term.
Our second story. We tried to jump in snack style to this one.
At the end of the day, we didn't get an invite, snackers.
If you want to download the Clubhouse app, you can't because it's an elite 1,500 users been given access and it still has a $100 million valuation.
Its users could fit in your high school gym, but this company thinks they've pioneered the next phase of social media.
Audio only.
Audio only.
For our third and final story, you know what they say about getting zucked.
When you do get zucked, you didn't see it coming.
Case in point, the latest zucking. Facebook yeah. just launched a feature called Shops.
Instagram's not a digital magazine anymore. It's a digital catalog.
Should Shopify be afraid of this thing, Nick?
Should Exhibit be afraid of this thing, Jack?
But first, we want to give a pep talk slash congrats to the snackers about to enter the workforce.
Get this number. There are 4 million Americans who are graduating from college basically like, I don't know, like right now this month.
Nick, 10 years ago, my shirts were way bigger than they needed to be. I had 30 pounds more on my body and I didn't have my hair part yet. I looked like a boy.
Now we got enough snackers tossing tassels to stretch from Proctor dining hall all the way to the Ratty on College Hill.
Can't believe it was 10 years ago we graduated there.
Kind of feels like it was a decade, actually.
Now, sadly, these graduates are missing out on the famous, infamous graduation weekend rituals.
You gotta stay out till midnight to watch the sunrise.
You gotta forget to tell your parents what time the ceremony actually begins.
You gotta wear sunglasses throughout the ceremony because your eyes are bloodshot and then you're embarrassed you didn't tell your parents by what time it began.
We're gonna call up some snackers to the podium and congrat you on your hard work and wish you good luck, starting with snacker Peter Donahue, who's graduating this weekend from SUNY New Paltz.
State of New York. This guy's getting an Empire diploma. Wonderful. Beautiful.
Second, Katie Baker, Stanford Graduate School of Business.
4 for you, Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco.
And then Mike Shue. The shoe didn't drop on Mike Shue. He's getting a BS in computer science from Georgia Tech.
Home of the genetically modified peach.
Go Yellow Jackets.
And then you got Kyle Wiper, snag that MBA from Darden.
Darden always gives me PTSD from my days at the Olive Garden.
this guy to the Olive Garden fast.
And then last, definitely not least, our boy Lucian, who just got a BBA from the University of Michigan Ross School of Business.
We're talking about an OG market snacker, former intern, Lucian.
Lucian goes way back, great guy, but congratulations to all the graduates of the year of 2020. Things are insane.
Yes.
But I think you got a bright future.
We honor your honors. Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible, business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Jack, grab a socket wrench in the cast of Real World Road Worlds.
Are they 2x4s or are they 4x2s?
Lowe's is winning right now because people are going full on pimp your crib.
This new megatrend has Home Depot and Lowe's stocks close to all-time highs.
And that's because DIYism has proliferated in the WFH era.
Tweet us a picture of your DIY tie-dye t-shirt. Nick, did you know an avocado shell can turn into a tie-dye shirt?
Jack, avocados didn't even know that.
Now, nesting behaviors should have been their own line item in Lowe's quarterly earnings report.
Yeah, get this, snackers. We're talking about like an old school company here. Sales jumped 11% last quarter.
That's because you're at home, and so you're finally tackling those long overdue home improvements, and you're going to Lowe's to get the supplies.
You know what, honey? We should fix that ceiling because I'm staring at the hole in the ceiling all day.
Even sales to professional contractors remained strong last quarter.
Gotta love those contractors. That's not DIY. That's the old DDIY. Don't do it yourself.
Now, this speaks to a new mega trend we're seeing in the current economy. We're calling it pimp yo crib.
Snackers, pimp yo crib.
This is, of course, a combo of the classic MTV hit Pimp Yo Ride and Cribs, which is also a classic MTV hit.
This is also definitely going to get us a legal summons from Exhibit's lawyers immediately.
Historically, Americans have spent 35 to 40 hours a week at work.
Now companies are adding all the flexibility, the semi-work from home, the extra work from home, the permanent work from home.
So maybe your future isn't 35 to 40 hours a week.
No, no, no.
At work. Maybe it's 25 hours. Maybe you're only in the office 20 hours a week. Maybe you're never in the office.
Maybe you're just scared of the office. You stop even using the word.
Snackers, what this means is you might be spending a bunch of extra hours every week at home instead of the office where you used to be.
Give or take, maybe 10 to 20% of your waking hours are now extra going to be at home.
So if your house is 10 to 20% more important in your life because you're spending more time there, maybe you'll spend extra money on your house.
Maybe you'll spend 10 to 20% more of your money on that home.
And what does that mean? What does that mean you're going to do?
Repeat after us.
Pimp
yo
crib.
You pimp your crib.
We're looking at stocks that would benefit if people pimp yo crib because they're spending so much more time there.
And Lowe's and Home Depot, they are aggressively getting pimped out right now. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Lowe's?
The housing market, though, is bigger than the DIY market.
Snackers, pimping your crib makes sense right now, but not if your crib gets foreclosed upon.
And Snackers, with 20% unemployment, people could start missing their mortgage payments and potentially lose their homes.
That's the kind of shock that could hammer home prices.
Although people keeping their jobs might be pimping your crib.
True.
That could be offset by all those people not keeping their jobs who got no crib to pimp.
Jack, that was like poetry. I mean, that was incredible.
I learned it from Exhibit, Nick. I learned it from Exhibit.
And if home prices drop, that means people probably don't want to be improving their homes in that moment.
If the housing market tanks, pimp your crib pretty much gets canceled. Snackers, in the middle of the story, you're going to hear a barking sound from our profit puppy. That means we're halfway through. Time to turn around.
For our second story, Clubhouse, the app, just hit $100 million valuation.
And it's only got 1,500 users. That's smaller than Middlebury College.
This is like signing the Little League Lucy to a $12.4 million multi-year contract with the Mariners.
I know Cristiano Ronaldo was like big when he was 16, but this is like five-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo. Like getting his own TV show.
Snackers, we're talking about a company that has no website, and we repeat, 1,500 users.
That is so tiny. Technically, it's still in beta mode.
Right. That's the mode you go in after you've been bragging about being in stealth mode and couldn't talk about what you're doing. then you go into beta mode.
Beta mode pretty much means like it's not ready for everybody to see, but some VIPs can check this out even though there may be some glitches. Oh, by the way, email me or ping me any glitches you see.
Speaking of VIPs, the founders of this company, their LinkedIn doesn't even mention Clubhouse.
That's how stealth they are. The LinkedIn just says he's a quote unquote hungry entrepreneur.
Experienced go-getter with a hustling attitude.
Very sexy way to say unemployed.
So if you're wondering what Clubhouse is at this point because no one you know is on it, that's a good question.
It's making a lot of waves in Silicon Valley, so we figured we'd tell you what it is.
Jack and I basically put together like a Jackson Pollock painting to combine a bunch of variables and figure out what this thing is.
This is the fourth iteration of our description of what the product actually is.
Jack and I had to whiteboard this thing for a good, I don't know, give or take 4 hours before we recorded this podcast.
All right, so imagine an app which is like Zoom, but nobody has their video on. It's just their microphone.
Then add in a host or moderator who's super interesting, like the kind of person you'd see do a TED talk on like the invention of the pinata.
It's like somebody you'd go to at 7 o'clock on a Friday night and like watch them speak.
And then add in like a Facebook newsfeed element of like a bunch of interesting stories that you can pick and choose that you want to enjoy.
All right, that's it. It's like a super exclusive like audio experience. That's the best way we can describe it.
I feel like at this point we should just cut, do the takeaway.
We didn't jump in snack style because we weren't invited.
It was kind of insulting. We're not holding it against them, but we'll take the invite.
So they're pretty much audio only virtual conference rooms.
So here's an example of what was just on Clubhouse. They had a big chat going on about like prison reform in the prison population.
They had three famous speakers, including Ben Horowitz of Andreessen Horowitz, the famous venture capital firm.
Then you got Van Jones, who's like a CNN guy who knows this stuff.
And then you got MC Hammer, who
is MC Hammer.
Is MC Hammer, who's too legit to quit.
So you can pop into this virtual conference room, enjoy the conversation, and you can only talk if you raise your hand and they call on you.
Best quote we found was from a user and investor in Clubhouse. This thing's either going to be dead by July or they're onto something big.
Think of Yik Yak, the app that was like for anonymous messages and hit a $400 million valuation.
It's shut down now.
Think of Chat Roulette.
Basically became a porn site.
Clubhouse could definitely fail, but the core concept we think will live on. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies, not us, because we couldn't get in, over at Clubhouse?
This highlights the second phase of social networks, beyond the screen.
Snackers, you know virtual reality, you know augmented reality. They get all the attention, but they're really phase three of social media.
To do VR or AR, you need some expensive goggles and powerful computer and a whole network of buddies who also have expensive goggles and a powerful computer.
But audio like Clubhouse, that could be the sneaky second phase of social networks because it's the low-hanging fruit.
Phase one was Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Zoom, etc. But all of those phase one social media apps, they required your attention on the screen all the time.
Meanwhile, Clubhouse is a concept that needs no new equipment, just your phone and your ears.
It's the only social network you can actually multitask with.
That's the $100 million bet. For our third and final story, Facebook just turned Instagram into InstaShop.
Warning everybody, your InstaShopping problem is about to get a lot worse.
Which means we gotta bring in our buddy Mark Zuckerberg, the Zuck, who knows we're all obsessed with followers.
I'd like to thank all of my followers for helping me get to 1,000 followers.
Half of you are family, half of you are bots, and I love and cherish you all.
Businesses feel the burn too. Instagram is where potential buyers are checking out your product to make sure, you know, it's a good product.
And on the business side, the number of followers can be a proxy for how legit a company is.
So the first thing startups are doing is trying to get their Instagram follower count as high as possible. Why not be able to sell directly to those followers?
Done. Facebook just launched shops for both Facebook and Instagram.
That means Facebook and Instagram have transformed from a digital magazine, what they are today, to a digital shopping catalog, which they are tomorrow.
Pull out the notebooks because we've got marketing 001. This isn't 101. This is where you begin.
Meet your customers where they are.
Used to be an email. That's where you'd meet them. Now it's happening on Instagram and Facebook.
It used to be a big deal if you had a customer's email address because you could send them that 40% off email with the sassy subject line.
Yeah, now that's in your promotions tab.
Who's reading the promotions tab?
It's like two sniffs away from the spam folder.
Facebook and Instagram is where customers are
at, and that's why they're becoming truly shopping apps.
And when it comes to this new Facebook product shops, classic Facebook move, Jack and I noticed.
The first line of the press release brags that they're just trying to connect people to the small and medium businesses they love but can't visit because of COVID-19.
Just trying to connect people. Facebook's all about connecting.
It's also about charging fees for purchases made on the app, which is why the stock rose to a record high yesterday.
Cough, cough. They're going to make some money off this. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at the Facebook?
We got a big question. Who just got zucked by this?
Getting zucked, snackers, is when Facebook basically, you know, just completely copies your company's product.
And since it has 2.6 billion users,
with a B,
Zuck's version of your product is more successful than your product immediately.
So that's the first thing Jack and I started looking at, the zucked situation. And the closest thing is Shopify's new shop app.
Now, this new feature is called Shops, which is extremely close to Shopify's app, which is called Shop.
Which means this wasn't a full zucking, but there was definitely some zucking going around.
Shopify provides all the e-commerce backend for retailers to sell online.
They're doing your website, your transactions, your payment processing, etc.
That's why Shopify created the Shop app just like last month, I think, featuring all of the online stores that it powers.
So when you hear about what Facebook just came out with Shops and Shopify's Shop app, sounds a lot like Shopify got zucked.
But shockingly, it didn't.
Get this, snackers. Turns out Facebook is actually integrating Shopify's technology into its new Shop product to make shopping possible.
Shopify's new company slogan, we are unzuckable.
Shop, shop. Shop, 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 shop. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Lowe's is reaping the benefits of a new mega trend. Pimp yo crib.
You're spending more time at home, so you're spending more money on your home and exhibit.
Second story. If you have the Clubhouse beta app, you're bragging that you have the Clubhouse beta app.
It symbolizes the next era of social networks, audio only.
For our third and final story, Facebook just transformed from a digital magazine to a digital catalog.
And Shopify narrowly avoided getting zucked. Now time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by Yasser Asami in Chicago, Illinois, the nicest Chicago.
Yasser points out that Warren Buffett, who we call the Dumbledore of American capitalism, his company, Berkshire Hathaway, has so much cash on hand.
How much cash on hand does it have, Jack?
$360 billion, billion with a B.
That is enough to buy a lot of companies.
Netflix, Uber, and Coca-Cola.
All together, those could be Buffett's if he just started spending some of his cash.
Or he could buy 40 Lyfts, either or.
Everyone wishes there was more than 40 Lyfts.
Quick happy birthday shout out to Matt Young, a field service engineer working out of Detroit. By the way, I lived for one summer on the corner of Cass and Warren.
By the way, full disclosure, Jack and I had to Google what a field service engineer was.
Well, Matt is working from work. He's a great guy. And his girlfriend, Allison, is a nurse in Detroit. She's also working from work. Thank you for being essential.
They're both commuting while they're snacking. Thank you both.
Snackers, if you like today's pod, hit up your buddies and ask them HYHYSD.
Have you had your snacks daily?
We will see you tomorrow. I can't wait.
If you know, you know.
By the way, this is Nick, and I own shares of Shopify. Shop, shop, shop.
This
shop,
is Jack. I own stock of Amazon.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.